Hello and welcome to another episode of The Other Marketing Guys. We're going to talk about, are all SEO tools completely wrong? Martin, you work at an SEO tool.
I'm biased.
You're biased, but you're also honest. We can do this talk because I use SEO tools. I have a marketing agency and you work at an SEO tool. And my title is, are all of them completely wrong? Or is it just a little bit wrong?
Yeah.
So they are wrong. Okay, let's say you are actually a tool that... Is this secret? I don't know. But you don't gather your own info, right?
Well,
you
actually some of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you also like show and aggregate a lot of info from a lot of like Ahrefs, for example, and some you did at some point the link data, right?
Yeah, maybe.
okay. That's a secret, maybe.
I can tell you off the camera.
Okay.
At least for now.
But we are just got from one of my content sites a DR90 link. Do you follow link from New York Magazine?
Fucking hell.
But Ahrefs cannot index it.
Why?
Because I complained to them, talked to the tech department. And they said, no, it's because we only index 1 megabyte of each page. And my link was below the 1 megabyte point.
Okay, I didn't even know that.
I did not know that either.
Wow.
So it's like, how many links are you not shown in Ahrefs? It's crazy. Because... when you analyze competitors, which is the main reason to use Ahrefs, you do not know their link profile.
Mm-hmm.
Not even no tool has been able to show me the dofollow link I have from New York Magazine.
Damn.
And if you take the New York Magazine article I have, put the exact article inside Ahrefs, it has, I think, like 30, 40 links
going to it.
The exact article. So it's not that it's not indexed. I know it's indexed in Google. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the traffic spike because I had no links prior to this. So I know it's indexed. I know it has links. Ahrefs can't show it.
Have you tried entering it in our tool? Because you can... Okay, so I think this is one of the caveats. Okay, I think this is actually a real thing that we can talk about SEO tools in general. So I wrote a post recently. I'm not sure if I published it. I think I did already. But the idea is that you have two types of crawling in SEO tools. You have user-generated crawling and you have automatic crawling, such as Google, the way Google crawls. I think the problem with most SEO tools is that they get really good at automatic crawling, so they're finding links from each other, but they don't really substitute that data with user... Not substitute, but rather like... benefit, like add upon that data with user generated links, so that let's say you build a link and you can directly go and put that link in there and they can crawl that page and find that link for you. And I think this is really important, because think about it, like everyone wants to see their links being like indexed immediately. So it's your incentive to go and put your links, and it's their incentive to find those links, because then they provide a better service for you, right? You can show your clients.
Yeah, because if this was a client page,
yeah,
we got a DR90 link for They couldn't... Oh, I can't see it. We actually had a client at some point who was like, okay, so how many links did you build? Because we can't really see all the numbers you are presenting us. And we have, luckily, a list of everything we do. So I could send... And it's... I think it's around 50% got indexed at that point.
Well... just use our tool.
50%.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And to be completely... you can do a pitch for your tool.
It's not necessarily a pitch, because I don't want to sell. I'd much rather, because I've had several conversations with users along the way, I'd much rather present, like show the tool to you guys, and then you decide whether it's worth it or not. I feel confident about it. But of course... there's obviously limitations and we're a small company, so I don't want to be salesy like, oh, buy our stuff. Because if you think about it, there's what, like 300 tools on the market right now.
Yeah.
You have to decide what it stands out for you, because it's quite different actually than the rest. But let's not talk about our tool. Let's talk about tools in general, please.
Okay. Yeah. Nah. So another thing is that search volume has been like a thing for me to...
Yeah.
It's not only for me. Other YouTubers, big YouTubers, have triggered it for me to say that this is wrong. Mm-hmm. And once you realize it, you can't go back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an epiphany moment for some SEO who has been working on it so long. I just saw a post on LinkedIn the other day complaining about people relying on search volume and saying, if you put in this word and this word, which is two different kind of the same word, you have the double the search volume.
Yeah.
So the amount of traffic is double potential. No, it's actually something that's wrong with your tool as well.
Quick question. Was it from a very big Danish agency?
Yeah,
yeah, same. I saw
so
the same.
And I was like, no, because you don't even know what search volume, what the right search volume is. I'm actually right now thinking about developing a rank tracker for the back end of our clients and pulling the data from Search Console and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do not want to rely on all these external tools.
I think this could actually be a topic of its own, but there is also problems with Search Console. We can
there is.
Yeah, okay.
There is problems, but I'd rather rely on Search Console than any other rank tracker.
I'd actually think that rank trackers are the most accurate.
Yeah.
Like as close as possible. Like the most useful SEO tool you can get is definitely a rank tracker, because then you're more or less sure that it works. But about search volume, I agree. No one.
Yeah, but if you have a rank tracker and you put in... the nice thing about a rank tracker is that you could put a start date and then you put a today, and you could see the development from the start date and to the day. And you can see the graphs and how it goes up and down. And you don't have like that possibility. And you can track the keywords you want to in Google Search Console.
Okay.
Because if you want to like, I want to track these 20 keywords in my Google Search Console, you can like flag them in Search Console.
Also, you want to pull from Search Console?
Yeah, I want to pull the data from Search Console. And I just want to say, okay, I want these 20 keywords from the Search Console.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care about all sort of... because when you grow as a site, you get found of all sort of weird keywords that has nothing to do with anything.
100%.
So you have to, like, these 20 or 100 keywords that it's your, like, reporting, especially as a consulting agency, you have something you need to report for the clients.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do it, instead of doing from, like, AccuRanker, your tool, or Ahrefs, then we could do it as our own reporting from Google Search Console.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see this is the day we started. The average rank for this keyword was this.
Yeah.
And now the average rank was this.
I'm also a bit like wary about average rank, to be honest, because if you think about it, let's say you have an informational post. Now we just wrote one on our blog, and it turns out that it ranks for very weird stuff.
Like the average rank in general... big average rank and the top, but the average rank for each keyword.
For each keyword, if you
select 100 keywords and the average rank for these 100 or the average rank for the specific keyword, but then the average rank from an entire Google Search Console profile, that's you can use that for anything.
Or even per page,
Because I talked to one of my buddies and he said, a site we tried to analyze together and it lost traffic. And he said, but the average rank is the same, so it's fine. No, you can't just say the average rank in the entire Google Search Console, but that could mean that you just are not shown on broader keywords.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the average rank could drop even though you're doing better and better because you
target
have more and more long tail.
Yep.
So that average rank is sucky. So the main question is, are all SEO tools completely wrong? And I would say yes.
Okay, I think we maybe have to
the
make
rank tracker. The rank tracker. The way a rank tracker works is that some point during the day they're going to check the search term against Google with their bot and see what the ranking is.
Mm-hmm.
But the rank could, in some bigger terms, could change 10 times a day.
Mm, yeah.
So the exact time it tested could be a good time and or a bad time.
Yep, technically, yeah. But I don't think anyone, I mean, it's going to cost massive resources to do it.
Google has it. That's why they showed average rank the day.
Yeah, okay. That's a good point, actually. Yeah, that's a good point. I think we should actually split it in pillars so that to see different keyword tools and how they're useful. Because, for example, I think maybe we should look at it more like pros versus cons. So let's say pros, in my opinion, definitely are keyword research. Not because search volume and so on and so on, but purely because I cannot come up with so many keywords. Or let's say I have a client that's in a very weird industry that I've never heard anything about. I still need to be able to find words like that, like keywords, and explore ideas, primarily for ideas.
Yeah.
Rank tracking, in my opinion, is okay. It's sufficient enough. Of course, as you say, there's many more specificities. It really depends on how advanced you are. Links, I don't think anyone will ever get that completely right. There's just too many limitations, and it costs too much money to do a perfect link building tool. And then, of course, like metrics, like search volumes and all of that, I think that's no one can even get that close enough, I think.
No.
Purely because of keyword groupings, as you said. That's kind of what we started with, actually. It's like very similar keywords or plurals of keywords being grouped together into one search volume. And I think even keyword difficulty is a very rectum-derived. Yeah. I think that's a term you use.
From my ass.
Yeah, from my ass.
It's actually from the HBO show called House of Lies.
House of Lies, yeah.
On the first episode, he says, this number is FMA, from my ass.
FKA.
FCA is from Kelvin's ass.
From Kelvin's ass,
So, do we have more about these SEO tools?
Maybe.
The main thing, the main conclusion in this video is, do not trust blindly in any number that any tool provide, which also in extension, do not trust any number blindly that any consultant provides, because they only have access to numbers. Yeah. So the way there's some McKinsey does some sort of this consulting language. the way to do the right consulting language with to formulate that something that one could only. The best. I think it's. I can't really translate it. Something about the. If we estimate this, then this could be the closest thing.
So it's like statistics with like confidence score or something.
Yeah,
like
something that when they say something, they do not say it as fact.
Yeah.
So it's like every time I just heard some in podcast about some former McKinsey consultant or something. It's like they have a specific language. So it's like when I also talk to one of my clients, it's like, okay, if we agree that this is the closest thing to the real number, then this, based on these data, could be the best theory.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, this is your potential and this is how it works. Because one thing I hate right now on LinkedIn, especially, is very young, especially into the marketing field, they are doing Facebook ads. And they said, this company only used 5,000 kroner and got 500,000 kroner in revenue.
Okay.
They just have like sucker clients, and then they report directly from the Facebook ads interface, and with the Facebook ads interface with standard settings, it's the attribute a value from views. So so some people saw this ad or scrolled past it, and now they bought. So this must be great.
Yeah, exactly.
So attribution.
That's a good topic. We should.
That's really also like
deep into that.
So about SEO tools, can you just trust Google Analytics? No, because Google Analytics is cookie based, and you switch device. And if you go in to see if you have an e-commerce store, you go in to see. Okay, I have this much revenue from my organic channel, and this much revenue from my page channel, and that is completely horse beep. That is from a lot of people's bottoms.
Yeah.
You can't use that to anything.
It's crazy.
So, And on that note, I think it's time to
wrap it up.
Okay. We will see you in the next episode. Bye. I think I'm going to redo this.